Tim Durkin, our news director, was involved in a big day yesterday at the former Cascades plant in Belleville at 340 University Avenue. And Miriam and I are fortunate to have Tim on the show. It was the YMCA Strong Kids Pickleball Tournament. And what a special day for the Strong Kids campaign. Tim, good morning. Thank you, first of all, for doing this. We realize you're on holidays, but we appreciate you giving us some time.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
Miriam, Sean, good morning. Hope you guys are having a lovely Friday.
Okay, so yesterday, another milestone marked with pickleball and Mixed Nation. Give us the totals, big guy.
We surpassed $200,000 yesterday.
Wow. Awesome news.
Awesome.
Over $67,000 raised, and I wanted to say good morning to Kurt Gregoire, who was the big top fundraiser this year in the big battle between the Belleville Big Dills and Durkin's Gherkins. It was right down to the wire, but he brought in 10% of that amount himself, which was awesome to see. So thanks to Kurt Gregoire for doing that. But I wanted to say a special good morning to Connie Reed, Charity Kerr, Dave and Elaine Allen, and all the volunteers. Our own Cassandra Bond was part of the cheer squad.
Wow.
We took the old Cascades plant, and it looked like a scene out of Fight Club, Sean. It got totally transformed into numerous pickleball sites, and I wanted to say thanks to all the sponsors, Mops Inc., who cleaned up the place, and to Hillary and the gang at Task Force Engineering, who were our title sponsor, to Jamie Troke for offering up the site for us. It was just a huge success, and congratulations. Sarah Rosima Seton's Belleville's Big Dills beat Quinny West in the tournament, but Quinny West won the fundraising, which was more important.
Yeah, in just 3 short years, the YMCA Strong Kids Pickleball Tournament, 200,000 mark in fundraising. And for those who love the game and raised a lot of money, pretty special day yesterday because the Strong Kids campaign and program with the YMCA is pretty special as well.
Well, and it gives everybody, you know, if you don't know about the Strong Kids campaign, chances are you don't utilize it or your family doesn't utilize it, and that's a good thing. The Strong Kids campaign is meant to be that equalizer for families and children who may not have the opportunity to take part in the YMCA programs and grants, all of that. So congratulations and thank you so much to everybody, including Mix Nation and Mix 97. Sean and Miriam, thank you guys for helping get the word out about it.
Saw some of the photos this morning at Quinny News.
Oh, they look like everyone's having so much fun. And also, so Dave Allen was there with getting his jersey from Mr. Mathers there. From
John Mathers of the Ottawa Belleville Senators. Mm-hmm. Boy, they were really involved yesterday as well.
They donated merch gear to every single participant. And then places like St. Louis Bar and Grill brought in food. Amica Quinny Gardens brought in food. There were so many people that just made the day exactly what it was. And then thanks to Jason over at Huff Estates, who helped provide me with some of that red wine I so desperately needed.
All right. Thanks to Tim Durkin. We appreciate it. Great job. You and your colleague, Sarah, looking after the pickleball tournament for the Strong Kids campaign. Well done.